Warner Brothers Pictures, Inc. present
Merry Melodies,
a Warner Brothers cartoon, color by Technicolor. One Froggy Evening, copyright 1955 by the Vitaphone Corporation. Story by Michael Maltese. Musical direction by Milt Franklin. Directed by Charles M. Jones.
A sign reads, Acme Building and Wrecking Company.
A wrecking ball smashes the top floor of a building. Tall concrete columns come crashing down. A worker takes a crowbar to the cornerstone, pries open the top, revealing a compartment within. He wipes his brow, reaches down, and pulls out a small metal box. He blows the dust off and opens it. Pulls out an old paper document.
Know all ye present that this building was dedicated on April 16th, 1892, and these papers were blah, 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 blah.
From inside the box appear the blinking eyes of a frog. The frog jumps up onto the opened lid of the box, turns around, reaches into the box, and pulls out a tall black hat and a cane.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey.
Does a high kick cakewalk, hopping and dancing across the box. Raising up the hat and the cane. The man visualizes a theater marquee, singing frog, and he standing in front in a tuxedo. He flashes a huge grin. Colorful dollar signs float in the air. He scoops up the frog, drops it back in the box, and closes it. Hides the box under his coat and tiptoes away. Later.
Words on a window read, Acme Theatrical Agency. A talent agent sits at a desk. The construction worker holds up the box, raises his hat, and does his own version of the frog's dance. He lifts the lid, pulls out the frog, places it on the desk, takes the top hat out and puts it on the frog's head, pulls up the corners of the frog's mouth into a smile, places a finger under each arm, and drags the frog across the desk. The talent agent looks with a stern face up at the construction worker, now sweating profusely. Again, he tries to marinate the frog into a dance. The frog frowns. The man puts the frog back in the box, smiles awkwardly, himself does a little dance, and is pushed out into the corridor, followed by the box.
The box opens.
Everybody do the Michigan ride.
Singing and dancing in full vigor and enthusiasm. The man rushes back into the office. Attempts again to imitate the frog's performance, and tugs at the talent agent by his shirt, dragging him into the corridor, where the man extends his hand to point at. The man, clutching the box, is kicked out onto the sidewalk. He grabs a lamppost to keep from sliding into the gutter. The box opens. The man taps on his chin, then gives a huge smile. Elsewhere, a sign reads, Theater for Rent. Meanwhile, in his modest home, the man reaches into his mattress and counts out the cash he retrieves.
Later, the theater entrance screams with posters. Grand opening, Singing Frog, tonight, the wonder of the world. On stage, before an empty house, the frog balances on a high wire, halfway to the ceiling, holding an umbrella. He does a backflip.
The curtain falls. The man applauds from the wings. He rushes to the back of the theater, opens the doors, and stands with his arm extended. He looks puzzled as no one enters. He stands at an easel and paints a sign, Free Admission. Back to the door again. He stands and waits, with his arm extended, but no one. Back to the easel. Paints another sign. Free beer. Back to the door he stands, and is nearly trampled by the crowd. Lying on the floor, he lifts his head, runs to the stage, pulls the rope to raise the curtain, but the rope breaks. There's a fragment still hanging from near the ceiling. He rushes up a flight of stairs, and another. From a high platform, he leaps off, grasps a hold of the rope, slowly descends toward the stage as the frog drops the umbrella, and the curtain rises. The man reaches the stage, holds out his hand towards the frog. The curtain crashes down on his neck, his head exposed to the fruit hurled by the audience. At night, in a snow-covered park, the man sits on a park bench next to his box and his frog. Behind a wall, a policeman's cap is seen walking along. The policeman runs toward the park bench, stands with his hands on his hips, and glowers at the man, who points at the frog. The policeman, holding the box with one hand, drags the man away by the collar. Later, a sign reads, "Psychopathic Hospital." The frog stands between the bars on the window. Later, the man steps down a sidewalk, holding the box. His eyes widen as he sees a sign at a construction site. "Tomorrow, grand dedication, this new 40-story building." He grasps the box one last time and rushes inside. He finds the uncovered concrete cornerstone, tosses the box into it, and scampers away. Later, a skyscraper towers above the surrounding buildings. Much later, 2056 AD, at the foot of the once-proud skyscraper, a sign reads, "Acme Building Disintegrators." A man wearing a spacesuit aims a ray gun at the remains of the structure, spots the opened cornerstone, and looks within. The box opens, and the frog jumps up to the opened lid, does a high-kick cakewalk, hopping and dancing across the box. The man in the spacesuit smiles. Colorful dollar signs float in the air. He grabs the box with both arms and rushes off into the distance.
That's all, folks!
Audio description by Lou Lasher.